And welcome to another exciting episode of Pet Food Alpha. We are the podcast bringing you the biscuit on all the latest Final Fantasy XI news, community, and more. My name is Steak.
My name is FusionX.
And I'm Squigalicious.
We got a very good show for you this week. Today, joining us, we have DJ PlaySchool once again. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Greetings and salutations to all of you out there in PFA land.
PFA land. Speaking of PFA land, first and foremost, we have to apologize for some technical difficulties that we've been having.
Yeah, blame Yahoo, I think, is probably the general consensus right now. But
yeah, we were having some server issues, and without being too technical, it was like we were living in a house with like 25 roommates, and like we ate all the food in one day, so they kicked us out.
we'll get a little more into that though.
Wow. I had to think about that details, for a little bit.
Yeah. So they were like, "Dude, you ate all the food. You're out." Anyways,
yeah,
only steak.
Anyways, steak. Wow. Moving right along.
I'm
first,
food,
yeah. You want food?
I'm hungry now.
Hungry, yeah. You should take like a 45-minute break and like make a sandwich for me.
I'm never gonna live that down, am I?
No.
No.
No, you're not.
Good never. Times.
Noodle salad.
Anyways, okay. Let's go on to news, shall we?
That'd be fantastic.
Yes, first in Play Online news. Pretty
sync.
Cool bit of info. Yeah, we got the level sync thing coming to the next version update.
The first thing I saw, like, I logged on to the website today, and I see level sync feature, and then I look at the picture, I'm like, those icons are kind of cool. And then I actually read it, and I'm like, wow. Like, first thing, I'm just like, wow, those icons, for some reason, it's not a link shell, it's not the stupid little mentor thing, it's something new. Yay.
Right, exactly.
So you know it's gotta
basically
be good.
Yeah, basically what the deal is, here's the deal. I guess for a long, long, long time, Square has been considering doing this, or something like this. Basically, what this is going to allow you to do, as a high-level player or as a mid-level player, it's going to allow you to join a party with your friends who are lower level, and you'll be able to match your level with your friend, so that you can party together, get experience together, and so on. So,
yeah,
that's it.
one of the cool things about this is, it'll also the big thing around this, I think, you know, the experience thing is really nice, but I think the real big thing here that it will probably get used more than, you know, a merit party in the dunes, is that it'll scale your equipment down.
Yeah.
So it's not like, hey guys, let's do promy runs. I don't have level 30 gear. Well, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you can't use that excuse anymore because you can, you know, wear your level 75 stuff into promy and it'll just scale the stats down and you can still wear it. And that'll
it'll scale
be...
the stats, and for some cases, it'll delete the stats.
Yeah, I have to reserve judgment on that until I see exactly how it works, because I don't know, whenever it comes to something that's so more or less wide-ranging, sweeping, kind of, hey, anybody can just be a level whatever at any point in time they want to do this level sync thing. Something is gonna, I know there's probably going to be some exploits, something's going to happen where, you know, you can still go in and, oh, hey, look, I can, you know, I still have plus 20 attack or something like that if I do this, unequipped that. And so, somebody's going to figure something out. But it does sound extremely cool, though. When I first saw it, I was like, well, good job, Square. Welcome to, like, 3 years ago. How long have games like, you know, EverQuest or City of Heroes been doing things like this? But this is definitely... This is definitely a step in the right direction, I think, especially because, heaven forbid, you have to go in through and, again, go through the dunes. I think I ranted about going through the dunes last time I was on the show, too.
I think everybody
does it.
Now you
can go through the dunes again, but look leet.
Let's just be a segment on the show whenever we have a guest.
That's
going to
be funny.
Just take 5 minutes and rant about the dunes. But,
This is cool because what you can do is you can help out your friends leveling a job that you've already leveled, maybe. Like Beastmaster, for instance. I know, Squig, you said, hey, when this thing comes out, why don't you come, like, duo with me on Beast, and I can totally do that by just
That's
scaling
awesome.
Down. And I don't have to buy new gear. I don't have to buy new weapons, earrings, anything like that.
One of the things that they mentioned in the article was that the actual gear for the lower levels is going to be very comparable and sometimes better than what the high-level stuff is going to be scaled down to.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting how that dynamic is going
to
work.
To see how that gets scaled, because you know it's like it'll still be good, but like you know it'll still be you know roughly around like the gear for that level. So it's like okay, you know it's which is kind of weird. Looking at the website, they're saying that things are going to be affected in terms of scaling. There's damage, defense, HP, MP, status effects, accuracy, attack, range, that stuff, magic. You know. So, like, one of the examples, they show, like, a Centurion sword. The delay doesn't get changed. The delays on weapons are staying the same, it looks like. But, like, everything else is going to get changed. The damage...
The accuracy gets changed. The attack gets changed.
And then they show...
Haste? I think haste gets deleted.
Oh, yeah, it has
there's a bunch of stuff
out.
That
gets
deleted.
It's gone.
Yeah,
evasion, enmity, enchantments, and ability bonuses are going to be just deleted.
Well, they say that's
things
the
like auto
plan.
Refresh on like the Vermy or the Noble's Tunic, that'll be gone.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, you have a Swift belt, but it's not giving you the haste.
It's
so
not going to give
it's
you
not
anything
being swift.
About that.
Not so swift anymore, are you there?
Yeah.
Buddy?
The
Anyways,
thing, the really cool thing with this, I know I've probably said it a couple times, I've like sworn to never do COP again. Part of that is because of all the level crapped crap, the level capped crap, I should say, that they make you go through. Like that's not really a big issue anymore. You know, I don't have
right,
to
because
get
because you won't have to
you
buy
know,
gear. I
yeah,
think the
I don't
gear
need
is
to have like
one.
20 free slots to go and buy all this random crap anymore. I can just you know go as is on whatever job.
Right, and not only it. For just like COP stuff or like level cap stuff, but like BCs too.
BC and ends.
BCs
you
are
not to worry about.
Yeah. In the butt, because you got, like, oh, I gotta do 30, so I gotta buy all the gear for 30, and that's just
I think something, too, that's probably important to note, too, is because the stuff does get scaled down, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, you know, sell your level cap gear now. The gear you have now, when scaled down, may not necessarily be better than what you have, you
yeah,
know?
No, totally.
Exactly.
So, I mean, I would
you
I would
need to check and see what it's gonna be like.
Yeah.
When that happens.
Because, you know, they said it's
like, I'm not getting rid of my Seer's armor just yet for my mages.
Yeah. I mean, it may
Seer's
not
armor
be a world
is...
of difference better, but, you know, there might be some good stuff. Like, if you have, you know, some kind of hands with, like, attack or something, and you're on Samurai and you got those, like, the Winders, the Federation hands or whatever, those might be better. I think those are attack. There's, like,
yeah,
the hands and the feet, one's
be
attack,
stuff
one's attack. But, I mean, you know, for stuff for that level. I think they're trying to make it so, yeah, you know, it's still probably going to be, you know, better, even if it's just, a little bit better than, like, scaled
stuff. Yeah, there's
stuff,
totally
but, I
stuff
mean, that's
at...
still really cool.
Totally stuff at lower levels that are going to be better, like, without a doubt.
I just hope that they let you know what's gone or what's missing or what's been reduced in some way, shape, or form. Because I'd really hate for everything to display exactly the same and they're just going to leave it to us or those, you know, or like, you know, the min-maxers in the community to come up with all the formulas for what's there and what's not. I don't like the guessing game that Square sometimes forces on,
yeah.
On the community.
What I think
yeah,
and that's happen. What you're going to have to do.
What I think might happen is after this update hits, I think... you know, either on, you know, like maybe Auction House, but I think more so on the wiki. I'm sure we'll be seeing, you know, at, you know, this level range, someone's going to figure out, you know, the kind of equation they set and the scale of stuff. So we're going to have, you know, at this level range, this piece of armor has, you know, this taken out, you know, and that kind of stuff. You know, give it a month, and I think we'll probably see that for a lot of armor. At least, I mean, that would be, I think, a good project to do if anyone.
I think it'd be
like
cool if they said they're going to scale something down. They should give you some sort of formula as to, you know, how bad
that's
it's
something
be scale.
That the crazy guys. You know, that's something the crazy people in the community figure out. They're like, all right, let's plug in a 2.398 and see if that works in this level. And you know, like it's the same
there's
way
formulas
people get formulas
for
like the Wyvern healing breaths and stuff. Like people figure it out. Square Enix doesn't give it to us.
And what the magic attack bonus modifier mm-hmm. is on such and such equipment and mm-hmm. how it affects.
I'll bet you Square is happy about that. Like, let's just put some random percentage in there, and we don't have to really explain it because they'll figure it out and they'll post it.
Oh yeah, I mean,
there's some crazy formula out there for the cap for stone skin. How much damage it's gonna mm-hmm. absorb? Yeah. I'm like, I was looking at that the other day. I'm like, wow, somebody really doesn't have any time on their hands. Really doesn't have a life.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, that's a lot of the foundation for the game is, you know, just these random equations that, you know.
I rest my case.
But you know, I think it, you know, I the XP thing, it's a good idea. I don't personally think that it's going to get used as much as people might think it will be initially, but I think you know, the scaling as far as BCs and like capped, you know, like COP missions and that stuff, I think that'll be really
I don't know, you might be surprised.
I might be
surprised. You know, because there are many times where my link shell wants to do something or my link shell wants to get a party together and, you know.
Yeah.
But they're only like level 30.
Mm-hmm. I will say this though, if I log in after the update and someone wants to merit in the dunes, I am all for it.
Hello.
You would be.
Dude, like how awesome would it be, like, if you hook up with like a random, you know, some random people from the server and you get like a paladin with like an Aegis and an Excalibur and you're like, dude, merit in the dunes, let's go. And he like gets killed by a lizard and he's sitting there dead in the dunes with two relics. Dude, how awesome would that be to like get a screenshot of?
Pretty epic.
Like, I would be taking pictures left and right.
If you get scaled down and you die, do you lose the same amount of EXP you would if you were that level?
Oh, I believe they said you do, yeah. And then you would
okay,
earn.
Okay, that's
like,
a definitely
earn the same
a good thing
XP
because
that level
you mess around and you take your ninja somewhere and you get owned.
But hey, that's Fusion, like, in all seriousness, my Taru white mage is level 11.
Lol.
Okay. Wait, what does that have to do with anything?
She wants to be in the merit party.
Oh, weird.
Yeah.
I'll merit with you. With your level 11 Taru. Man, this feels so weird saying this
people
now.
People dinging merits in the dunes.
People
so
that have like quit the game a year ago are like going to come back and find this update. And they're going to be like, what is going on?
What?
There's a dude with an Asode in a dunes party. What's going on? Is there some new armor? Is there reskinning?
Fighting lizards.
But I think
or like going back to like you know, like the jungle or something, fighting Mandy's. That was good EXP back in that level.
I hated Mandy's.
Fighting Mandy's in the jungle, it was like a solid 300 experience every time.
Now that I think about it a little more, the XP thing might be used if, you know, like you'll try an XP, you know, merit on like a Friday or Saturday night or something on the weekend, and you'll go to like the Colibri camp and it's just full, and then you go to Mamel Jest, the Asian point is full,
yeah.
And you're like, well, we could either do the Mire,
or we could do the
which is kind of annoying, or we could do
dude,
trolls,
man.
Which are kind of crappy for merit parties anyway, or we could just like let's go to the dunes in Merritt.
Does anybody have like a level 12 job that we could just let's do this.
Really? It sounds so weird saying it, but that's totally possible with this update.
It is totally possible.
Let's go to Lower Delphi's Tower and make a
And you're right, it actually might make, you know, give you more options as far as end game leveling.
Yeah, I mean,
but at the same time, it's probably going to end up overcrowding all these camps too.
But depending on the levels too, like, you know, obviously it's going to be based around somebody that's trying to level up a lower level job. Depending on that, I mean, you know, there's
so many
choices. Yeah,
because you're
going
to need at least one person at that level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, to scale to.
But I mean, you know, with 20 jobs in the game, you know, unless you're in a link shell where everybody has mod caps, I don't think that's going to be, you know, there's someone's always at least looking to, you know, mess around with a job or something.
Mm-hmm.
So, right, I mean, that's, yeah. You know, I think it could be pretty cool. We'll just kind of, you know, we'll have to see how exactly this goes on. I'm sure we'll be seeing some kind of emergency update where they need to, like, rescale stuff or something.
Change,
but,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Looking at it now,
there's
it
so much,
cool.
Yeah, you're right. There's so much that they're looking at changing as far as equipment.
Mm-hmm. I can see it now, like, emergency maintenance addressed an issue where, like, Hobber Gun was giving people, like, 100 strength or something when under effect of level sync at level 13 or something. Something completely out there.
Somebody forgot a decimal point.
Yeah.
You know?
It'll be like Office Space.
My bad.
Is it Office
like,
Space where they were putting
like, jug pets, like, spawn as, like, 75?
One shot all
the
mobs.
Dude, I'm telling you, you know, there's so much stuff to this game, I'm sure there's something that is gonna overlook somewhere. So let's all just, like, try and find an exploit and don't tell anybody. But you can email us about it, so if there's something really cool for, like, Dragoons with this level thing, same thing, let me know, you know? Don't tell Square, but...
Yeah, don't tell Square.
We'll pass it around the inner Derg circle here, and...
And if you're black mages that are under or that are have been de-leveled or under-leveled,
black mages can get parties now because you can just seek at whatever, you know, at 75, and it's just like a level 35 party that's like, lol, you're a black mage, you suck for TP burns, but come on over here and we'll kill some stuff.
Yeah.
And, like, the, you know?
That's
like
a good thing.
You know, I don't know if that's something a black mage is like, yay, over, but...
No,
that's,
like, anything in, like, the 60s where, like, normally you would level off a Colibri with black mages, you could totally set it up to where you don't have to do that and you can still be really useful in nuking stuff.
Yeah.
But, no, I was thinking more of the lines, like, if you see a black mage that's level 20, just, like, suddenly starts casting Flare or something like crazy like that.
I'm sure you wouldn't have access to those spells, but,
Well, I mean, like, a glitch.
Oh, a glitch.
Actually, if you think about it, I'm thinking, like, really deep here.
Scale spells,
like,
too.
Here we go. No, like, if you're, like, just looking, if you're creating a party, you can look for anybody.
Yeah.
You know, anybody that's seeking, true. Like, if you're level 20... Or at level 25, 30, whatever, and you see, like, a level 60 looking for a party, like a level 60 thief who can't get a job or whatever, then,
I can totally see people using auto-trans in their search comments now that just says, like, level sync, no thanks, or something.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, like, I can see it, too.
Level sync,
really
do
cool
not need
idea,
it.
Idea, and I think we're just going to have to wait to see how it kind of, you know, shapes out. It could be really cool, or it could be one of those
but
things
it really
that's
opens
nice
up a lot more
a
doors.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't think I'd want to do a level sync party with anybody but people that I actually
someone
know.
Someone new? Yeah.
Yeah.
But I could totally see someone just asking me, just out of nowhere.
Something like
hey,
this would be, you know, really good if you have, like, a white mage in the link shell that's like, hey, I need to level Scholar, but, you know, people in the dunes, there's, like, you know, five other white mages looking. Anybody, like, need some merits or something? You want to help me out in the, you know?
Yeah.
That's right.
Very possible with this new system. Which is very cool, I think. I mean, you know, we'll just have to see what happens, I think. It sounds cool. Hopefully, you know, people will find a good use for it.
Yeah, I guess you have to remember the challenges that you faced down at that level.
Back in my day, I had to fill my D-box up 3 times and make 20 mules just so I could do Primivian.
That's true. And you didn't even get experience.
Everybody out there that's laughing had to go through that. You're like, man, I did have to make a mule do that.
while D-boxing.
All the experience you lost trying to beat those bosses. Oh my gosh.
D-boxing is lol. Having to D-box just to keep...
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
It's just crazy.
Should probably move it along.
Let's move it along. All right. Next on the Play Online news agenda, this just in regarding specific notorious monsters.
This is really cool. This is so cool. I usually don't do this. I'm going to read this because it is so epic. Dude,
all right.
Here we go.
Oh, it's epic. All right. Huh?
The past 2 weeks have seen considerable feedback from players regarding the amount of time required to combat the Pandemonium Warden, a recently implemented notorious monster. Discussion has spread significantly throughout the forums, and it has become apparent that it is indeed an issue of major unrest in the community and in the news media, game media, you know, because, I wrote a little article and
there's the whole
woke
G4
up one
thing.
Day and it was on TV and, Not that I'm taking credit for this, I would never, it's the community that did this, not me. I just helped push it out the door. They also say, we would like to assure players that the development and management teams place a high value on the feedback and this is so funny, okay? They say, together with absolute virtue, it has been deemed that the combative techniques and weakening of these monsters is too difficult. So as a result, some players have engaged these enemies using unanticipated methods, which led to extended battle times. So they're saying, okay, they messed something up, but then they're blaming us and saying that we weren't fighting them as expected by using the same fighting techniques that we've been using since the game came out like 6 years ago. How is that unanticipated? Like, am I missing something?
Seriously?
Really? Like, okay. So, I can't get over this. They're like apologizing.
Fusion, settle down.
This is funny. This is hilarious. They're apologizing, and at the same time, they're just blaming their player base.
I think that is
we're sorry, but you all are doing it wrong.
You're doing it wrong.
That's what I thought. You're doing it wrong. But like seriously, with Pandemonium Warden though, because he's new, we haven't really quite.
I would forgive Pandemonium Warden.
Yeah.
You know, the big thing was, you know, when I wrote the article, yeah, okay, this is about Pandemonium Warden, but Square Enix has admitted that, you know, Absolute Virtue can be 18 hours too, so this could, you know, we could see this again with a different monster. But, So they say where was I? It's by no means in the desire of the development team to see players involved in encounters that require an excessive amount of time and effort to complete. it was for this reason that previous measures were put into practice, which prohibited NMs from being held in battle for prolonged periods, which I think is total BS.
And now Fusion X has a white van, mysterious, parked outside his house, right across the street. Not really sure why it's there. It's been there for a week.
Yeah, waiting for like the Mythra cosplayers and like ninja outfits to like break in my window and.
In your dreams, Dad.
Go ahead and stop right there.
In your dreams.
Dude, I could see that, like someone used to do a comic like where the Mythra cosplayers busted my window to like take me away, and I like turn around and grab my my pass from FanFest, and I'm like, look, the hole's punched. I already did the photo booth. Go away.
Well,
if anybody was at FanFest, they would get it. So they say that in response to these events, we've determined that further alterations are required to prevent such battles from exceeding a certain predetermined length of time. Included in the version update scheduled for early September, so early September is for the update, that's pretty nice to know, they say they will be modding the degree of difficulty for Pandemonium Warden and Associated Pets, Absolute Virtue and Associated Pets, and Jailer of Love. The aim of these changes is to create battles where a decisive outcome may be reached within a shorter period of time. The development and management teams would like to take this opportunity to express their commitment to a healthy and wholesome game environment for players to everywhere to enjoy, and to thank them for their continued feedback.
So basically what they're going to do is they're going to give Absolute Virtue like Doomga. Doomga! if you don't beat Absolute Virtue in 5 hours, it's Doomga.
If you log in after the September update and you can do like, you know, recasts, or is that the command, like recast and then the spell?
I think so. Yeah.
If you type in Doomga and it gives you zero, just cry. I think that's pretty much what
game, we're doing. Game over, man.
Deathga.
Now, well, you know, this obviously is a big deal. You know, Square Enix has been kind of, you know, sitting there for, you know, what, 4 years, saying, oh, Absolute Virtue, yeah, you can beat it. It's just really hard. It's like, oh, we did a video that shows you hints, but it really hasn't helped any. Like, you know, it seems like every interview you hear of, someone's like, so how do we beat Absolute Virtue? You know?
Did you watch the video?
It's like, yeah, we put the video out there. It's like, oh, okay. And it's like, oh, it's over 18 hours. Yeah, let's look back at that. Oh, yeah, still didn't learn anything besides the fact that your game development is messed up. But, you know, they're finally, I think it's all the bad press. It's not that, you know, they got, you know, feedback from the players. It's that, you know, this hit, you know, X-Play on TV, this hit Yahoo, a bunch of the big gaming blogs out there. And everyone's like, dude, like, WTF, Final Fantasy? Like, what is going on?
Yeah, really. Morgan Webb said, quote, so, Final Fantasy XI is officially the most hardcore messed up game ever. I was like, what?
Yeah. It's like, okay.
It's like, that's like blasphemy.
So yeah, we know they're gonna change it, which is just in and of itself, that's a pretty big deal, you know, after dealing with all this AV crap for a while. But I think one of the things a lot of people are talking about is how exactly they're gonna adjust them. You know, a lot of people are saying, you know, they're quoting from this, the aim of these changes is to create battles where a decisive outcome may be reached within a shorter period of time. So the fight is gonna be shorter, but they, you know, a lot of people are thinking, well, they'll just make it so, you know, after a certain amount of time, like,
brick wall,
you know, AV will just kill everybody. Or he'll be like, oh, I need to go to bed and, like, depop or something. Super, you know.
Depop.
I need to go to bed.
Oh, man. Like, could you imagine how salty you would be if you just depop, everybody just disengaged?
Doing this kind of rage timer idea, this is a very, very bad idea. Because unless they need to make these NMs easier, it's not like, you know, it's like, okay, 18 hours for AV right now, we'll say. And so if they have it so an outcome is decided quicker, so like, you know, the devs are like, so after like 5 hours, AV just like explodes, or he just like flies up into the sky and disappears. Like, okay, that's great, but if it takes like 8 hours, you know, 18 hours to kill it, and it goes away at like 5, that's like impossible to do. So I, you know, I'm hoping that these adjustments are just, they're just, you know, making it so you can actually kill it in, like, you know, 5 hours or something.
Right.
I find it really, really hilarious that we're begging Square to make it killable in a span of 5 hours.
Well, I mean, that's what a lot of people have deemed, like, reasonable, you know.
But, like, any more than 5 hours, it's like, dude.
I could see them being like, oh, well, our bed 18, we'll push it down to, like, 16.
16?
Wow.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, as far as the changes go, Jailer of Love was mentioned in here, too, and a lot of people are like, what? I think part of the reason is because you need to kill Jailer of Love to have a chance at spawning Navy, which is right before that. So I don't think they would be... They may not be adjusting the difficulty level of JOL necessarily, but they might be maybe adding like a pop item for AV into the treasure pool. You know, like you can have it like the tier 4 ZNMs where it has a chance of dropping the thing you need to get to Pandemonium Warden. Do that with JOL. You know, after you kill JOL, there's a, you know, 60% chance it'll drop this thing that you trade to the JOL spawn point, and it'll pop AV. That's something I think would probably be, you know, a little...
I'd save you a couple hours.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I would do, but I'm not Square Enix, so... yeah, I don't know. It'll be really interesting to see how exactly they adjust it, and I hope it's not some, you know, BS adjustment on their part, where it's like, oh, we, you know, took out a little bit of his HP or something. You know, like, it's gotta be a good adjustment to actually make this stuff killable, I think.
Yeah.
You know, it's unfortunate that it took, you know, an article being spread around the internet and hitting Yahoo and TV and everything for them to actually, you know, get them to change this when the reality of it is that we've been bugging them about this since it came out. You know, I mean, every interview, it's like, hey, AV, AV. And the devs are like, oh, absolute virtue. I don't speak English,
don't
but I know
talk
absolute
about
virtue. So
yeah.
No comment.
Don't want to talk about it. Can't talk about it.
But yeah, I mean, you know, they're finally changing it. Hopefully it's, you know, still going to be something. You know,
we don't know how
I hope it's a hard fight. You know, that's what it's intended for. But I hope it doesn't take, you know, like 10 hours to do, especially 18. That's just ridiculous.
Got one word for you, Fusion X.
Okay.
Doomga.
Oh, Doomga.
That would be crazy.
Maybe something new, like he summons Fat Chocobo and then uses...
That would be Astral Flow. Dude. Everybody just gets smashed.
I would fight and die just to see Fat Chocobo.
I would take so many pictures. That'd be good.
Fat Chocobo. Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah. So, that is that.
All right.
You know, we got a thread going on the forums too. There's threads everywhere. You know, everyone's still talking about this. So, if you want to share your opinion on it, hit up our forums.
For sure. All right, moving right along into our community news segment. We've got the Vanachat X chat.
Yeah, you don't know what that is, so I'll talk about
it. No, I don't. I'll be honest, I have no idea.
X chat is basically, it's just like a chat application. Akhair over at Vanachat has set up. So if you go to the Vanachat website right now and you hit connect up on the left side there, it'll take you to a screen and you can fill out your name, your nickname and your password if you already are registered. If not, there's an option to register it when you sign in. You can choose what channels you want to log into on default. And then if you choose XChat client at the bottom and hit connect, what it'll do is it'll download an executable, and all you need to do is click on that. It'll log you in to Vanachat. It'll open up a window. It'll put you in all the channels that you selected, and that's it. You're good to go. Yeah.
Awesome.
It's very, very cool. I actually used it earlier today, and it actually downloads your own personal executable files. It's like Vanachat underscore your username.
Yeah, you just click it. It opens up a window. It logs you in, puts you in the channels you want, and that's it. Like, I love it. I was using Trillion before, and he's like, hey, I put this up. I'm like, I'll try it, you know, whatever. And I love it. Like, I'm not using Trillion anymore, which is probably going to piss off a bunch of people I was kind of talking to on AIM, but whatever. You know, it's really cool. So, you know, if you have used Vanachat before with another client, check out XChat. If you haven't used it anymore, this is just, you know, it's making it more easier to get access to this, so.
Vanachat is fun. I just wish I had it on my BlackBerry so I could.
Yeah, I know. Me and Play School are in it like all the time, making fun of Skype. Oh, yeah. So you know, we've been there, and
well,
we don't really. We just sit there and pretend we're AFK because no one's saying anything. But that's the reason for people to come in too, so we can talk about stuff. So,
word.
Join us.
It is your destiny. Right, so XChat, I'll have to check that out. I haven't gotten a chance to do that.
Yeah, it's definitely pretty cool. It's really easy to get into. Like, if, you know, I know when this whole thing started and Ganyman told me about this, I'm like, great, IRC, like, that's a whole bunch of, like, code and crap. It's like an older chat system. I don't know anything about it, but
dude,
it's really
seriously
easy with XChat.
Fusion, you were saying, have you ever IRC'd? I was like back in the 90s. back in 92. I was
IRC rooms
to
get
back
down
in like
an illegal
Windows
Dreamcast
3.1 with like AOL 2.
Yeah. I was like, whoa, man. But it's really cool. And it's really cool to chat with
people.
I think
PFA is one of the most popular channels on there.
Really?
Yeah, it's, what is it? There's the main channel, Windower, IRPG, Wiki, Auction House, and then us. So that's pretty cool. But yeah, if you haven't checked that out, make sure to, you know, whether you're gonna, you know, talk in the PFA channel or not, there's channels for crafts, servers, jobs, you know, so.
Yep. It's out at vanachat.com.
And you can look at the cool logo that I made. Cause it's awesome. It's got a like a podium, and he's like, what up? I'm like a podium. I should like get something on there so when you click on it, he says that.
But yeah, we have a link up on our links page.
It's also right on the main page too, up on the right.
This is true.
So check it out.
This is true.
I gotta redo that. They changed the file structure on the website. I gotta tweak that. Anyway.
Speaking of the website, let's move on to PFA news, obviously. The last couple of days, we've had some technical difficulties. In my analogy, I said that it would be like having 25 roommates, and we ate all the food in one day, so they kicked us
out. And it was delicious, by the way.
It was delicious.
I'll get into the technical aspect of it, because I'm sure there's a couple people out there that are like, what happened? Like, there's no food on servers, what? Basically, what happened is before the website was taken out, we were on what's known as a shared server, which means there's Pet Food Alpha and then a bunch of other websites using that same server, using the same memory, the same CPU, the same, you know, hard drive and that kind of stuff. And after...
It's cheap.
it's cheap. It's affordable. And what had happened after I posted that article, we've been getting tens of thousands of hits on this thing. And we just hit our CPU limit. Like, we were using 70% of the server CPU, I think, which is nice. But there's a whole bunch of other websites that need to use that too. So that was not a good thing. So they stopped it before we went crazy with the system resources. So me and Taken were in talks with those guys over a few days, and they're like, well, you need to get a dedicated server if you want to keep this website up. And that was, what was that, like 120?
120 what?
120 a month, I think, for that, wasn't it?
Oh, is that was 120, that was, 125, I think.
And that was the cheap one, and that was like a downgrade from like our CPU and stuff we had now, but it would have been a dedicated server, which is like, that's really stupid. So eventually, me and Taken were talking to Ganyman, and he's like, you know, I got these servers over here, I can host you, and we're like, okay. So that's
sweet.
That's where we are now.
We were originally like, how are we going to do this? Because, we were like, okay, should we put ads up on the site? I would rather pay out of my pocket every month than have to put annoying ads up on the site. Yeah. So, in an effort to keep our site ad-free...
There was a lot of hardcore discussion going on that day, man.
There was.
We got it up last night. Everything should be working. It took me like a day to upload the episodes again.
That was a lot of work for FusionX.
I wish I could have done more. It really wasn't. I just had to click and drag and leave my computer for like 24 hours. everything should be working. I know the forums, some of the images and stuff are not what they were. I'm still working on that, but everything else is, you know, should be working. If there's any issues you find, PM me in the forums, send us an email, let me know. I think iTunes feed should be working too. All the episodes are uploaded. That should be it. Hopefully, there's no
issues. Thanks for bearing with us in this time of technical difficulty, We hope to have this crisis averted for good now. Yeah. I'm behind us.
Big shout out to Ganyman for helping us out. There's also
Huge shout out to Ganyman.
You go into our forums under the general thread PFA. There's a PFA's backup, aka the Ganyman appreciation thread. So
exactly.
I did it for lol reasons, but I think
it's not
serious.
It's not lol,
you know,
FusionX. It's not lol.
Yeah. I was joking. I'm like, dude, I should get find a picture of Ganyman and like get a Taru like humping his leg or something.
Let us all have a moment of silence for Ganyman. Thank you.
The man didn't die or anything. What do you?
I know.
What I was thinking.
That's why it was a brief moment of silence. It was very brief.
Wow. All
right. Yeah.
That is that.
Yeah, that is that. There's really nothing more to say about that. Next in our lineup, we talked a little bit last week, about the player achievements. I went over some, and because it was the introduction of the segment, I kind of threw it in the news portion as we were talking about it and just decided to do it then. But this week, we have player achievements from last week. No, from this past week. It is last week. It's Monday already, guys.
Well, it would have.
It was last week.
You get it. It's the. Yeah.
Anyways. Yes. So, Invincible Moron.
I thought it was Invincible Moon.
No, it's Moron. I swear.
It is Moron.
Well, I believe you.
Attended his first Dynamis, which was Dynamis Windurst.
Yeah, I got the clear, too.
Well, that's
awesome.
Nice,
which is always nice, I know.
Windurst is terrible. Windurst
I hate Windurst.
There's always somebody like walking up to the house. He's like, hey, look at all these cool Yagudo statues. I want to put one in my mock house. It's like, oh, that's a lot of Yagudo that suddenly appeared and are poning me in the face. I'm not a fan
and
of
there's
that.
More traps in that Dynamis than
anything else. Even seasoned.
Like you pop a statue when suddenly
like
there's like 90 yags behind you.
Yeah. It's like, where were they? They were under the bridge. What?
Yeah. It's like, really? don't stay on the bridge.
Yeah, get off the bridge.
It's
just a
bridge.
Crap. There's water underneath.
I think in Windurst I've had more of those die with honor moments than anything else. Like, you know what? I think I'm just going to run this way and die here as opposed to dying there.
I think Windurst is probably the most times you'll see in the chat log. Just die. Don't
just
run. Die.
Just Leroy Jenkins.
Just die.
Go in there. Yeah. But, Leroy Jenkins.
Cool. Another achievement we have for this week. Ridley finished Ottergon Mission 44.
Awesome.
Is nice. That one was a pain in the butt. I remember when that
awesome.
That update came out. Like, Ottergon as a whole was pretty easy, and then like the last update, there was like all these fights, and it just like hit you in the face. It's like, hey, we're gonna decide to be challenging. So in case it wasn't too easy for you, we're just gonna the blue mage like re-raises like three times. Great. Okay.
Oh God.
Yeah, I hated. It. I hated that fight like 5-6 times. But
yeah,
so that's pretty cool. Like, so congrats.
LOL. OLOL. OLOL. Hey, Capo soloed his first Prime Avatar.
Awesome.
Which was Rama.
Very cool.
Awesome.
I tried to duo Shiva with another Dragoon once.
The only Avatar that I've ever fought was the Prime Garuda. And she killed me with her 2-hour, and I was salty.
Man, me and this other dragoon.
She was easy. She was so easy, and then all of a sudden she uses this 2-hour, and like I'm dead. I'm
Man,
like,
me,
oh.
Me and this other dragoon, we totally could have had Shiva if we had timed our super jumps right. That's like key.
I've done Titan, and I've done Ifrit solo, and I think my next one's probably gonna be Ramu. Ramu or Shiva, but it's one of those things that. The hardest two are going to be Leviathan and Garuda because they have the ability to heal themselves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Leviathan's such a pain to get to, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is kind of, isn't he?
So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I'm trying to get them done, so that way, I mean, I'm not quite at the point where I'm going to try to solo Fenrir yet.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to get all the stuff I can to get my Whispers for my Evoker's Ring, so.
Okay. I tried to trio Fenrir once. Mr. Coffee got, Eclipse Bited for, like, 666 or something.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
Yeah, we
why am I not surprised?
To us in that fight, but it was fun.
My last Fenrir, she got his shadows wiped at, like, 90% and ended up hitting the floor, and I tanked him on Warrior.
Nice.
My proudest moment on Warrior.
Nice. Well, there were more achievements listed in our forums. However, we can't list them all every week. So congratulations to those we did mention, and also congratulations to those who we did not mention.
Yep, we'll be putting up a thread for next episode. So if you're doing anything cool this week, let us know.
Absolutely. All right, that brings us to our in-game segment. As always, we start with our guests. So, DJ... what have you been doing in game?
Okay, well, leading up to some unfortunate events, which I guess we'll discuss a little bit later. I was actually doing nothing but watching the Olympics and leveling Corsair.
Oh, I know, right? I have been ignoring Final Fantasy for so much because of the stupid Olympics.
Stupid! No, the Olympics are. I, in fact,
they're
when
not
I,
stupid.
When I'm I got not saying.
Hey!
Stupid is a relative term.
Yeah, I wait every 4 years for the Olympics. I look forward to it every 4 years.
I would have watched more of it if Jackie Chan sang at all the events instead of just the closing ceremony. That would have been like my, hey, I should really tune into that. That would be,
I don't know what it is about the Olympics that's so mesmerizing. Like, you can just be sitting on the couch watching two people play badminton and be totally enthralled. It's really? Badminton! Yes!
I was watching equestrian the other day, and I'm like, wow, that's pretty cool. I'm like,
equestrian is pretty cool. Oh my gosh. Well, this is going to be like Pet Food Alpha, the Olympics edition.
Oh, jeez.
Play the music.
Yeah, exactly.
There's Bob Costas hat, right? Anyways.
World anywhere.
But yeah, because earlier I had, well, about a week or so ago, I had, you know, leveled Puppet Master up to about 15. And then I was like, okay, well, let me try to unlock another job that I hadn't unlocked yet. And so I went and I got Corsair, and the one thing I hate, absolutely hate about Corsair is the fact that whenever you want to do anything, go ahead and grab yourself a Lamia Fang Key, because you're going to be freaking MGSing around things that will slay you in a single hit.
Lol, MGSing.
I think they need a cardboard box.
Lol, MGSing.
It's just aggravating, because like, all right, let me you know, catch a boat to Nashmal, or like, you know, what I did last time is I actually decided, you know what, I've never actually gotten the Ilrusi Altol staging point, me actually go all the way through that. So I was like, okay, this isn't too bad, just your standard snake, you know, snake and viz, snake and viz. And then all of a sudden, I see those soul flares flying around. I was like, and then one of them managed
those are bad
to
news, man. Catch,
yeah, the true hearing. There are not that many enemies out there that have true hearing, but let me tell you,
it's bad.
It's very bad.
Yeah. Like, I had to go out.
Have the same thing.
I was level 40. It wasn't pretty.
Especially when you're way out there, because there's no way.
There's nothing you can do.
It's nothing. Like, there's no race, because there's nobody coming. So no, you might as well just home point.
Literally every time I was out in the Arapago Reef, there was nobody else in the entire zone. Like, maybe
like
one or two
four clicks from anywhere.
Yeah, and
there's
then,
nobody there.
It's not clicks, it's yalms.
It's yalms? Oh, that's right.
But you know, you try to prepare yourself for things like that, but just like, oh, I got to re-raise. Wait, what am I going to do when I re-raise? Die again?
Exactly.
And because you got that Lamia sitting on top of your corpse, and you're like,
Well, dang. but it, Corsair has been absolute fun. I think that's the only word I could really attach to it. Now, I had a fair bit of money, so, you know, I can, you know, afford ammunition, because I notice a lot of people playing Corsair and they'll basically just bust out their knife and just, you know, stab, 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 weapon skill, stab, stab, stab. And I was like, no, screw that. I'm straight glocking on folks out there.
Yeah, right. Well, you want to have your marksmanship capped.
Yeah.
As much as you can. So.
Yeah. And I have a level 56 ranger, but my ranger was all just standard archery, just straight up bow. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, oh crap! And once I hit like about level 13, my marksmanship was not capped anymore. I was like, okay, well, let me just concentrate on that. And let me tell you, it's like a wasteland between level 15 your first gun, and then level 22 when you get bullets that can actually do more than like 10 damage.
Yeah. But if, you know what? Point, once you get to that point, though, it's really exciting.
Because
you're like, yes! I'm a support character and I can do some damage.
Do that, awesome. And then when I hit level 40 and I started using the quick draw, and I was like, yes, I can dispel stuff. Awesome! I can sleep stuff. This is so cool! And that's basically where it left off. And I guess I might as well introduce my sorted tail on Saturday morning. I was like, okay, level 40, let me go ahead and get my AF weapon. So I had gotten the cutscene from the point in the Arapago Reef. I went out, Shakrami, I iced the NM skeleton you gotta kill. And I was like, okay, it's about lunchtime. Let me go ahead and, you know, I parked myself at the staging point, because you know you can only get one Fang key every freaking conquest tally. so I was like, well, I'm
which
not
is
waiting.
Lame.
Yeah, so I was like, okay, I can either wait until tomorrow, luckily, since it's the conquest tally, but I want my gun now. So I was like, so I parked myself at the staging point. I shut it down. I went to go get something to eat. I came back, and as soon as I launched POL, AVG came up saying that there was a threat detected, and I was like, what the uh-oh. Does literally, that was my reaction out loud, was what the uh-oh, and I was like, okay, so I went and I saw it, I found it, I cleaned it up, and I was like, oh boy, this looks like a keylogger to me. I tried to log into my account. Username or password is incorrect. And I literally was like, you know, basically the Darth Vader, no!
Ember, like, pops up outside your window in your bushes and he starts laughing.
It was like, come on, I only go to a couple of websites and I don't, you know, use third-party tools. And what did I do to deserve this? 6 years of work! Wow. And so I basically lamented that for a while. And, you know, me using the Japanese clan, I was like, I don't think I want to try to do a GM call in Japanese right now. So I switch over to the English client and I make a call on another account that I actually got one of my old expansion boxes and registered a new account.
Nice.
With that. Because I finally bought the all-in-one, so I didn't have to use the all-in-one code. Just in case I need to reinstall, it won't take a half a day. And I registered a new account. I made a new character, and the first thing I did was made a GM call. And I sat there and waited for like 3 hours, and nobody responded. I was like, what the heck? This is ridiculous. And I basically went to sleep. I woke up, and then I got on the chat room, and I basically vented on the chat, and Fusion helped me out by getting a GM to lock the account. And they were basically like, okay, well, we've done all we can do here. You gotta, you know, contact support during the... during business hours to get anything done. And so today I try to contact support. I give them my information, wait literally for 15 minutes. It was just like, okay, give me 1 second. And it just 15 minutes of nothing. And then they just came back. Oh, this is a Japanese account. You'll have to call the Japanese Play Online Information Center. And I was like,
before you continue, no, when you say it was 15 minutes of nothing. No. It's 15 minutes of COP music when you're on hold.
He was in the chat.
Oh, you were
in
the chat. Talking to those people on the phone it's ridiculous.
And so I used the web chat, and I was like, oh, well, thanks. And I literally was like, is there anything that can be done? No. That was just like, that literally was just N-O, period. I was like, oh, great. Because the last time I had to call Japan was when I'd lost my wallet, and I, you know, basically called Bank of America, and they canceled my card. And I was like, wait a second, cancel my and then literally like about a week later I logged into POL and I got the little red warning message like, you ain't paid, Buster, where's our money?
Yeah.
Yep.
And so I end up calling Japan and I was just like, anybody speak English? Hanashimasu ka? And basically they told me that I had to wait for 3 days. Basically all they responded was 3 days. So I was like, okay, maybe somebody was there. 3 days later, there's somebody that knew enough English for me to give them my new credit card number. And I was like, okay, that's fine. Now we're dealing with a situation where I have to confirm a bunch of crap on my account.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I was like, I'm not losing 6 years worth of work here. And it's like, yeah, maybe I should have just, you know, I was like, oh, hey, the game is out in English now. It's 2003. Let me actually, you know, make it so that in case something terrible happens, I won't be stuck in a hole.
Yeah, just in case, right. You know, somewhere down the line, like, it turns out that these people, like, actually make money getting in-game currency, and then they start to steal accounts. It's possible it may not happen, but in the slight off chance that it does, maybe I should look into that.
Nope, didn't even think about it.
Yeah.
So now I'm paying the price and having to get myself ready.
It's not even something you used to worry about.
No, not at all.
Not at all. And I think one thing that kind of struck me is just terrible given the situation. I think I talked about this on the IRC chat too, is the fact that I really don't want to have to be a paranoid computer user just to enjoy playing a game.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
You know, I don't want to have to, you know, all the time use like AdBlock and NoScript because it's like, oh, hey, I'm going to a website that, well, was made in the last 5 years, so now I'm missing half of the components of it. You know, so I have to unblock this and unshow that and view this. Yeah, yeah. I don't want to do it even on the same computer. I got another laptop, so now I have my laptop sitting next to me with no script and ad block, and then my computer in front of me that I don't open up when I'm... It, what? Just yeah, to play
exactly,
a game.
Exactly, exactly.
And I guess I've... And there are probably a lot of other people out there just like me that completely underestimated to what length these guys will go just to get your stuff. Like, I seriously think that the only thing that really got off of any of my characters was a Haberjan and, like, oh, a couple hundred thousand gil. I'm not rich, and the vast majority of my stuff is already X. So they were probably disappointed, but then that just becomes a hassle for me because now I gotta, you know, fight to get my crap back.
Yeah, right. It's a hassle. It's a hassle.
Dude, Square Enix must be making a crap ton of money on all these hackings if the guys are moving servers. That's $25 to get it for every server move.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah, but does it get charged to the person whose account it is, though?
I think if you tell them that it gets hacked, I think it gets taken off.
Right. Yeah,
I don't know if
they're not
free,
really
though.
Making any money, though, are they?
Well, in theory, you know, like
in
initially,
theory,
like they're looking at it like, hey, cool. That's why they don't want to lock your account because they're like, dude, I want the $25. I'm kidding.
Sucky. It's still sucky though.
Yeah.
But
because not well, you say only your Haubergon and some gills gone or whatever, but it takes a while for them to get all that stuff back then, doesn't it?
Yeah, I've heard that, you know, it could take anywhere from a few days to some people it was like months. It was like, you know, 7 to 9 weeks before this stuff happens, and I was just like, you know what? While I'm getting myself ready, and in the meantime, I've already created another character bomb because it's just like not giving up on this game. I can't. It wouldn't be right.
Mm-hmm. You know, we might as well just do the discussion now. I mean, we've already kind of talked about it a little bit. It probably makes sense to do it here. Basically, what we kind of decided we'd talk about is how to get your account locked, which is something that you really, really, really want to do if you find out you get hacked. Basically, what this is actually, it's like,
this is our roundtable discussion, by the way.
Yeah.
So. We're gonna switch it up here a little bit.
Pretty much what happened is PlaySchool came into VanaChat and he's like, yeah, I got hacked and all this stuff, and he called a GM and like the POL viewer or whatever, and he couldn't help him. And I'm like, well, alright, you know, like I had heard, you know, that GMs are supposed to lock it like if you get a friend in contact with them. So I called up a GM. You know, I was talking to PlaySchool on VanaChat, so we were, you know, swapping information back and forth. And the GM's like, alright, I can do this, tell them to call, you know, this number, blah blah blah. I'm like, oh, okay. And so I relayed this back, and I gave him the number that the GM gave me, and I said, you know, this is the GM's name in case you need it. And what was it? It was the same GM that didn't lock your account?
It was the same GM. Like, I did the play online chat, and the GM was like, oh, well, I understand your concern about your account. Here's the telephone number that you need to call on Monday, and here's the telephone number. They actually bothered to give me the telephone number to, you know, the Japanese Information Center. I basically took that as, dude, you're pretty freaking screwed right now, but, you know, here's our legal obligation to you as an account holder with the game. and they didn't even offer to lock the account, or they didn't ask for any other information. I told them what happened, and it was just, call the information center, bye.
Yeah, which is really weird. Like, as soon as I heard that it was the same GM, it's like, why wouldn't he have, if, you know, I talked to him about it, he's like, you know, I'm like, can we get this locked? It's been hacked. It's like, oh, yeah, sure. But, you know, if someone comes to him initially, he's like, I got hacked. He's like, oh, well, call this phone number. Like, what's up with that? Like, really? Like, I know Square Enix, they keep saying that they're trying to make this process faster and easier for people, but something doesn't add up in theory,
if you get hacked, it's easier to tell a friend of yours to tell a GM to lock your account than it is to call
That's
the number.
Pretty much what happened.
And wait on hold and listen to COP music.
Well, you can call him in game. You can do a GM call in game and just talk.
Oh yeah, well that takes a long time too, though.
It can and it can't. You know, it depends.
Oh, you mean in game or like the
in-game.
Chat?
In game.
In game. Yeah, in game.
Like actual hello Samurai Fusion X. This is GM whatever. Yeah.
This is GM Bill.
So basically, GM what happens is when you talk to him, they want character names, job level, race, gender. Nation, and, you know, they'll confirm it to make sure that it adds up, and then they'll lock it. And then you need to call the, you know, whatever, that 1-800.
I would feel better. I would feel better if they were to just, like, lock the account regardless. Like, if I say lock my account.
Well, I can understand.
Like, if I logged in and I was like, oh, crap, my account got locked, I would feel it more at ease if my account was locked and it was just going to take time to work out, than to not know or be told to call on Monday somewhere. That right. would really upset
well, I mean,
me.
In terms of what happened, I mean, I can understand them wanting to kind of verify the account. Otherwise, I could log into, you know, the game right now and be like, yeah, my friend's account got hacked. Oh, what was his name? Steakums. Okay. And you could, like, log in one day and your password would be changed and you'd be like, whoa.
Yeah, I mean, but it was locked by Square, though, and I could call and say, why is my account locked?
Well, right, but I mean, that's just crap that nobody else, you know, they don't want any additional, like, pranks or something to go through, so they do take time to verify, you know, like, everything yeah. about the character, which could be found out, but, you know. But I think it's pretty bad that, like, he talked to the same GM, and he's kind of like, well, here's the number, you know, Godspeed, good sir. And I call him up in the game, and he's like, yeah, I can lock that up for you. What was the information?
Here's another kind of point. Maybe they should look at a way to lock your account from the website by providing information about your account.
You can contact via the chat and stuff. Oh, you mean like an automated system?
No, like on playonline.com.
No, I know, but like, you mean just like fill out a form and hit lock?
Like fill out a form and yeah, send it and it looks up the account or whatever and locks it.
I don't know. And I'm not too sure how exactly.
Because if you can't get into playonline, you can take your CD code, you know, your registration code,
right.
and you know, put it in there and your ID information, your address or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll see. I'm hoping that this thing that happened with Play School, and you know, I hope it doesn't happen again. It's like, I can't understand for, you know, the person that got hacked to talk to the GM, I mean, he doesn't do anything, but a friend calls the GM and asks, you know, to get it, you know, looked at.
That's kind of
like,
ridiculous,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, like, what?
Yeah, I don't even, I've already...
It's like passing the buck, you know?
Yeah.
But in Play School's case, obviously he's got a Japanese quote unquote account, so it might be like, this is sort of out of my jurisdiction,
which is I don't know, that's kind of weird. But I, you know, there's probably not a whole lot of people
that would have,
there's probably not a lot of people also that would have to deal with that. Yeah.
Right.
No, there's not. There are a few,
like,
but
yeah. It shouldn't matter because it's all the same. It's the same game. It, you know, it's the mm-hmm. same. It's the same stuff.
Yeah.
It's just people speak different languages, is all. You know.
Or maybe they should at least have some capability to verify this stuff on that end. I mean, I was just kind of surprised with the immediate disregard that this case was handled like.
Ooh, or maybe they, like, profile against Americans, you know? Like the U.S. users? Maybe they give the Japanese clients more precedence or more, like, better service than they give the U.S. clients? Huh? Huh?
Well, that would be the exact opposite of what happened here, then. Mistake.
Well, yeah, it kind of would be. Well, not really, because it was an American duty both ways.
But it was on a Japanese account, though. So if they just looked at that and they're like, oh, Japanese account, you know.
But maybe they wanted him to call the Japanese call center because
did,
they would
that's all
give,
they did for him. They're like, here's
they would
the number.
Give him better service if he called there.
That's weird.
I'm just being stupid.
it was a pipe dream for me to assume that maybe they can try to moderate something here, because I've made it very clear that I really had no desire to call the call center in Japan. It's like, can you guys help me here? And they were like, you're on your own, bud. Sorry. And I know there are probably a lot of people out there saying,
oh,
what kind of fool are you playing with a Japanese account? This is like, dude, playing the game for 6 years on and off. And, yeah. You know, it's like, you just can't transfer stuff like that.
It's like,
just
if you started, like, the Rapture beta and, like, got your dude to, like, you know, like, halfway to cap, not going to want to like stop playing the character or something. You're going to keep going.
Rapture is the same as Concerto Gate. Quit fooling yourself.
No. And again, for those people that are just wondering, it's like being able to communicate in Japanese is kind of very, very crucial to my Final Fantasy XI gameplay. You know, so, and in fact, kind of, I guess this kind of screened me back to the end game. I helped found a Japanese link shell by accident almost.
Nice.
This week. It was basically one, well, this Japanese Taro dude that I was basically acting as translator for in this group. And it was like, basically, it was like, link shell, you can have this. And he gives me a link shell, and then I wake up the next morning and I check on the link shell and there's like 8 Japanese people on there and he's introducing me to all these guys. I was like, what the heck happened here?
Oh, man.
But, I mean, the ability to communicate is just too crucial, and as again, as awesome as the auto-translator is, it just doesn't it doesn't do the language justice, unfortunately, for there to be actual camaraderie on an international basis.
Squig, your thoughts on all this? I haven't heard you speak up on anything.
Well, I mean, it kind of sucks because I've had several friends, both in my link shell and outside my link shell, get their accounts hacked, and it doesn't get any better because even if you have an English account, once you get to the customer service side and you verify all your information, sometimes you're waiting months for customer service to actually kick in and get everything taken care of. And sometimes you can have your stuff back in 7 days. So I think from the customer service aspect, Square Enix needs to work on that.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it depends on what's going on. Like, obviously, you know, the hacked accounts was a huge thing a number of months ago, and now looks like we're starting to see a little bit of a rash of them, maybe. But because there are not so many right now, maybe the turnarounds have gotten better. And this is also a new process, obviously. Mm-hmm. You know, they just rolled this out a few months ago, so they're probably still working out the kinks in their different procedures and investigations that they do. So, but hopefully, did you get it all straightened out? Play school? Like, did they?
No. I mean, I went to the information center, and they were basically like, well, we understand what you're trying to do, but you have a Japanese account, so... Well, no, they didn't even say call back. There's nothing that they can do. I have to contact the Japanese Information Center. So I plan on doing that here in the next couple of days. But as for now, the account's locked, so nothing's happening with it. It's locked, and they said...
See, that's a cool thing.
It'll stay locked in perpetuity. Nothing can happen. Now comes the sorted process of trying to get it unlocked, which I find it kind of weird that the U.S. Center can lock accounts perfectly fine, but then they can do nothing else from the account standpoint if it's not a U.S. account, which is what I was... Because I was kind of happy when they were able to lock, and I was like, cool, maybe they can do something here, but not the case. And so, I got to call Japan here in the next couple of days.
Lol.
That's not funny!
Unfortunately, you can't make the guild sellers pay for the long distance bill.
Yeah, I know, right?
Calling Japan, yeah. Lol, lol, lol. Maybe just buy some Skype minutes. Ow.
Okay. You still gotta pay extra for international, don't you?
I got $9.77 in Skype credit right now, so hey, maybe.
That's good until they put you on hold for 3 hours.
Pain. It's such a pain. Like, what do you do? You have to pay, so,
how weird would that be if you did it with Skype and you just put it up on your speakers and, you start, doing chores around the house, all of a sudden you just hear, this Japanese voice. Booming out of your computer. You're like, what's going on? It'd be weird.
Or, you fall asleep and,
you get waking up to... Yeah. That'd be weird. Hopefully that gets resolved. That's just,
good luck, man.
I appreciate it. I'm gonna give it a shot here, but I mean, I have to kind of look at this... I have to take a couple steps back and have a sober observation of the situation. I may have lost my account permanently.
Yeah.
So, we'll see.
Oh man, dude. Obviously that's the worst case scenario. If that were to happen, would you leave the game for good?
Well, like I said, I've already started a new character on the other account because I don't want this to completely separate me from the game. It's obviously something very serious, and I personally commend Square for what they've done thus far, but again, it's kind of them being a bit behind the curve on multiple fronts that kind of makes it a frustration. I mean, it's kind of similar to something like, you know, the music industry. Yeah, you know, share technology has gone so far, and all the music industry can do is try to sue people with false claims and all bases because they're behind when it comes to the technology. I don't think they quite grasp how aggressive people would be to get their hands on the account, so when it starts happening in these rashes like this, I don't think they were initially prepared for, like, well, crap, we don't have anything in place because we were never expecting this. And then I know a lot of people were offended when initially it kind of sounded like, well, this is happening because, you know, people are going to third-party sites or this
yeah,
is happening.
Square Enix right. And always blames so their true. Player base for stuff that happens. I don't get this. Yeah.
So they basically throw their hands up in the air. It's like, well, we'll see what we can do, but eh.
Yeah.
So obviously,
when we say a rash of incidents, this is a speculation because obviously PlaySchool got hacked, and we have an email from someone that just got hacked as well.
And
so
someone in the forums as well.
Yeah, so
it seems that when
the
stuff
that's why we
down,
two
it,
people
it
and 2 people in my link shell, and then another 2 people that they knew have also gotten hacked in the last 3 or 4 months.
Yeah, but I mean, we've had three, you know, right here just like this past weekend. So
yeah, it's kind of crazy.
It's nuts.
Sucks.
Yeah, that's about it. Yeah, I can. 3 sucks.
Yep.
Sucks to
all
the
right.
Power.
You guys
sucks
want to move on to the rest of our in-game?
Yeah. What have y'all been doing in-game?
Squig, what have you been doing?
I've actually been pretty busy. I finished up my finals for my algebra class, so I've been spending a lot of time on the game. Not this week, but the week before, since I wasn't on, I actually got the opportunity to do my first IMS Tavnanzia.
And?
We're not actually working for a clear yet. We're basically kind of trying to feel our way because this is only the second one that the link shell's done, and only 18 people can go into Dynamis Tab. So, you know, you kind of have very few to work with. Time is of the essence because when you first enter Dynamis Tab Nancy, you have 15 minutes and you gotta do that first time extension. Then you gotta turn around and try to kill another NM. And then you got to kill another NM to get your sub jobs back. So, you know, you're kind of humping to try to get everything back. And then once we get our sub jet back, which actually didn't take very long, basically we just spent the rest of the time farming and trying to get our bearings. And we got a white mage body -1 to drop. So cool. That was kind of cool. Let's see what else. Spent most of last week in Sky. I'm sorry. We did a couple of Suzaku pops, a couple of Seiru pops, and a couple of Byakko pops. Various drops. I think we got one Hayadate of both types, both Shira and Byakko. Just miscellaneous stuff that people in the link shell needed, but kind of slim overall in the drops. So, I think we've got like 3 Kirin sets now. So we'll probably use those, not next week, but the week after that, because this week's a free week. Oshi's been getting to the game a lot more. He's been leveling Black Mage. We've been spending a lot of time in Quicksand Caves trying to get Shaman's Cloak for him. And for me, because I'd like to have it for my Scholar eventually.
It's like, I want to get it for level cap stuff.
we killed Sincerio between him and me, because if I was home, I was with him in Quicksand Caves. If I was at work or I was asleep, obviously I wasn't with him. But in the 7 times that he or we killed it, we finally got the drop today. So I got a call while I was at work, and it was Oshi. He's like, I finally got it. And I'm like, oh, thank God. Now we got to do it again.
One more time.
Yeah. So, yeah, he's kind of, it was kind of funny too, because Oshii was telling me that when he got the claim, I guess something happened. He got slept like several times and it wiped his shadows and he ended up dying. And there was a summoner there, I guess that was supposedly, it was also camping the NM, but I guess he went AFK because Centurio went and killed the summoner. Oshii, in the meantime, raced back to Quicksand Caves and ended up killing him and getting the drop. So wow. It was kind of funny. Yeah.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah. So yeah, don't go AFK when you're farming NMs.
Yeah, really.
You're camping NMs. That's a bad thing. We also completed the storyline for Wings of the Goddess, not only the missions, but the All Three Nations quests as well.
Nice.
I'd already finished Bastox, but I had a couple left in Sandy and a couple left in Windy. So. Yeah,
and they're having new ones with the update, too. So if anyone else hasn't finished those yet, do them now.
But it was funny because Oshii was asking me about some of the things that happened for the Sandy quest. I'm like, duh, I know I showed you the Mentos commercial.
Dude, that totally happened in the cutscene too. Like that wasn't.
And
a
it
video
totally,
game,
it totally ruined it. Yeah. Totally ruined it for me because I'm sitting there watching the cutscene and the Mentos theme is going through my head.
It's like, oh, like, this is
it's
where,
like
this
dude,
is where
dude gets Mentos. Pushed into the water. It's like da 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 na 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 na. I'm like, oh god.
Like, oh, this is where Fresh he kicks the guy
with Mentos. Full of life.
Yeah.
Mentos,
so
the fresh maker.
Wow.
Besides that, let's see. We did an Animus Bass Stock this week also. Ended up getting, I think there was only four jobs that AF didn't drop for. One of them being Red Mage, which I need.
Yeah.
But kind of the funny thing is that we had one summoner drop and, you know, one of the summoners, the newer summoners went ahead and lotted it and that was cool. And then we had another one drop and nobody lotted it. So I'm like, well, hey, you know what? If nobody else wants it, I'll take it. And they're like, okay. So I have the Summoner Hands relic piece now.
Sweet.
So I did manage to get my Summoner to 56 this week. I've been doing a little bit of duoing with Oshii and his Black Mage. So
duoing will be so much easier after this update.
Yeah. So his Black Mage is 56 and my Summoner is 56. So that's what we've been doing.
Awesome.
And what else? Did I leave anything out? We got a free week this week. I'll probably spend it meriting and fishing. I'm almost at the 1K mark of fish for the moat cart for the Lu Shang's quest. So
1K, huh?
Yeah, 1K out of 10K. So I'm working. I'm chipping away. One tenth of the way full. So and I finished out my axe merits and got a second convert merit today, so that's basically it.
Nice. Very cool.
I've been busy.
So what's that, 40 seconds off the,
yeah,
total rescast time?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. 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 Sweet. Fusion, what about you?
What have I been doing this week? Besides, like, trying to get the website back up. I did a little bit of campaign battles. I'm trying to get some merits stored up for the Dancer Group 1's coming out in the update. Did some salvage, yes. I forgot about that. We did a salvage run the other night. We were going to fight Longbow Chariot. So we get up there. It's going well, and then it just starts to, you know, go downhill. Which ended up with him being 1% and all of us being dead, and he had Soul Voice Elegy on him.
No.
He did not die, unfortunately, but picture this, right? You're fighting some boss, everyone's dead, and he has some kind of like DOT on him. What happens when he dies and drops something that people want a lot on?
And nobody has re-raise up.
Like, hope for re-raise, that's what I was going to say.
Do you draw straws and have everyone just home points so you get the drops? Like, what happens?
You'd have to hurry up and get back there.
You can't. It's an instance.
You're not going to get back in.
Yeah, like, man.
That just sucks. I mean, you're out of luck, dude.
Sorry. I had one thing I left off. I had one of those close calls this week, too. We went We had a 4:15 disc for Nigel Isle, and we went all the way through with very little hiccups. On floor 19, nice. Everybody got slept by a puck.
Oh.
And, or what is it? One of those plants that does the AoE sleep move. Fly traps.
Yeah, okay.
And so, okay, so we lost time on that, so we finally woke up. Went up to the 20th floor. It was Favnir. We got Favnir to about less than 1%, and we were all transported out.
Oh.
So, yeah.
I've had some epic, like, drop inventory stuff to make space, and Lottie, and then Nizel. Oh, man. It's like, okay, yeah, that's yours, but you have, like, 10 seconds allotted. Okay, Lottie, your inventory is full. Ooh. So I open up my inventory. I didn't even know what I dropped. I just go down, drop whatever is last, and I think Lottie, it goes to me, and then like a second later, we were out of there. It's like, oh, man.
Yep.
One thing I want to bring up, though, this is pretty funny. I forget who sent this to me. I think it was taken from like a World of Warcraft forum, but it's this post. It says, because we were talking about the Olympics a little earlier, it's kind of reminded me of that. It says, I have evidence that a character named Michael Phelps has been farming gold. I also have proof that he's doing this in China. He's been doing it for about a week and clearly intends to keep doing it. Can anything be done to stop him? It seems some folks have reported seeing him with three other characters farming gold as a team. It is suspected that they're botting as they're all moving back and forth along the same path.
Lol.
Oh my goodness.
That's nice.
Yeah. That was really good.
Lol. I was looking at a bunch of different Michael Phelps cartoon things, like comic strips.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they got the whole Michael Phelps facts up, like, you know, when Chuck Norris did a roundhouse kick to Michael Phelps' abs, he ended up breaking his foot, or something crazy like that. So
there's also a comic that came out, I think it was this week, by Polish Tamales. He's been in Vanachat. He's in the forums too. I think he posted a link in the forums, but it's talking about the whole AV Pandemonium Award thing. And it's pretty funny.
Yes.
I love the part with the second page with the guy interviewing like the Square Enix dev panel.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Oh yes. Oh.
Time to get your
dude, the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man cartoon had me raffling.
Time to get our freak on, homie.
Yeah, dude.
Two words, ice cream and hookers. Yes.
Yes. You demand Sunday. Oh, I love it. I absolutely love
it.
So it's in our forum somewhere. I think it's in the comics section, so check that out if you
awesome.
Solid gold.
That was so good.
So funny, dude. Okay, so anyways, did you have anything else? Kind of got the feel that you were done.
Yes, I am done.
Alright. So me, I took a break from Final Fantasy XI this week play Final Fantasy IV on the DS.
Awesome.
This is where you say you were actually awesome gonna like to update your blog, but you couldn't because the site was down.
Yeah, the site was down, so I couldn't update my blog.
You need to do that though, really.
Yeah, for real.
I'm sorry. Gosh,
about Stakes Escapades.
If you don't do it, Stakes, I'm gonna put up a video of you dancing in your Beastmaster pajamas.
No.
Do it
anyways.
I might.
No, don't
just
do
put
it.
Up the video of you beating up Stake over and over and over and over again and have it on a loop.
I can't beat him up. He's kiting.
If you're quite finished.
Not yet.
I don't know. Have you updated your blog yet? I can keep this going.
No, but I will. I have three children. You know that, right?
So it's hard to have them updated anything. For you.
Can barely wipe twice these days. Anyways, moving right along. I've been playing Final Fantasy IV on the DS.
So there's like a brown splotch on your blog.
TMI.
You know,
it's really good.
Yes, it is. It is awesome.
I agree.
It's really good. Like, I've played Final Fantasy IV countless times. I played it Final Fantasy IV was the first Final Fantasy game I ever played. And it was back in the day when, like, I used to have, like, a buddy of mine back in, like, you know, middle school, and he would come over and we'd have sleepover and stuff, and we'd get pizza and we'd rent games. And, you know, he was like, let's rent this game. It's called Final Fantasy II for the Super Nintendo. I was like, that game looks lame. So we ended up renting it, and like we played it all night nonstop, and it was just awesome. And I played it all the way through on the SNES. I played it again when it came out on the PSX. And now I'm playing it again.
Did you ever get the Did you ever get the Game Boy Advance version? Because I have that one, too.
No, I didn't play the GBA one.
Yeah, there's an extra dungeon. I haven't gotten quite to it yet.
Yeah, like a port of Final Fantasy on, like, everything.
And there, yeah. And
this one's epic, though. This is epic.
This one's really, really good. There's a couple things I don't like about it, though. The new thing that they did with Sizzle's darkness move, I don't like that.
It's kind of like Dark Knight-ish.
Yeah, but it's also kind of lame. I like
night.
It is kind of lame. Like what you do is like it puts darkness on you, and it sacrifices each hit you do sacrifices some of your HP to do more damage on your enemy.
Where on the original game, it was basically it was like this little thing that you know came out of your sword and hit all the enemies and then immediately took your HP. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like that better.
It's still cool though. Like they redid all the music, you know, the character. They did a little bit something different with the summoner, yeah. Ryda. Now she's got like this avatar that you can like train. If you talk to like the fat chocobo, you can train it, and then like you can hook your DS up to like some one of your friends, and you can duel and stuff like that. And
it is kinda all about the fat chocobo.
Of course.
Dude, I'm telling you, Square Enix is totally just going to throw Fat Chocobo in as a
Fat Chocobo rules. But yeah, the actual cutscenes are really good. The voice acting in it is really good.
Yeah.
I'm really enjoying it so far. It's very good. It's good. Been watching the Olympics, obviously, as I mentioned.
Boots Olympics.
Like I'll watch anything on the Olympics, and I think some of the stuff they have there is kind of ridiculous.
I'll watch anything where it has Jackie Chan singing.
Nice.
Like the only thing I didn't like about the Olympics coverage this year: how much volleyball is there?
Yeah, really.
Oh my god.
Gym volleyball. There's gym volleyball for men and women, and there's beach volleyball for men and for women.
And they showed it all the time. Every other time I turned on the Olympics, it was volleyball. Granted, I left it on and I watched it.
Of course.
The thing about like beach volleyball especially, I noticed it started like the day after opening ceremonies. And then it didn't end until like 2 days before closing ceremonies. And there wasn't a single other event that was like that. Because, I mean, gymnastics was like the first week. And track and field was the second week. And all the other events had like, you know, their little segments. But volleyball and beach volleyball lasted the entire time.
With volleyball, you can't just play one game. Like, you have to win best out of three.
Yeah, it's like...
So in many cases, you had to play all three games.
Yeah, but a lot of times those games went fast, like within like, you know, 30 to 45 minutes too. There were a couple, but a lot of them were mostly shutouts.
And there were so many teams competing too.
Yeah.
Like yeah, everybody plays
had Brazilians in them, which I thought was kind of funny. Even the team from Georgia, there was like two Brazilians that were playing. And I thought that was just funny. Literally, I think you had like with the men's finals, I think you had an actual team from Brazil, mm-hmm. two other teams from different countries with Brazilians in them, and then the U.S. team. Wow. I thought that was funny.
That is funny. Yeah. So, yeah, there's that. There's Usain Bolt, obviously.
Ridiculous. Yeah.
Big winners coming from the
Olympics. I remember when Michael Johnson set the world record back in 96 at the Olympics, and then watching him break it this year was amazing.
He said there was no way that he could break that record. Like, it was an unbreakable record, and then when he went in to do the 200, he just blew it away. Like, making it look all easy. But, and then they all went back to the hotel rooms and played Final Fantasy XI, which is what we should be talking about. So let's move right along. And
Michael
that's
Phelps
all I've skill. Been doing this week. Yeah, Michael Phelps plays on the Sylph server.
Yeah.
Well, so, oh, yes. That's all I've been doing.
Okay.
So let's go on to our emails, shall we?
Let's do that.
Let's do our emails. First email comes from Claudus, who hails from the Unicorn server. He says, just sending you an email to let you know how awesome your podcast is and a quick story and or warning to all your PC players. It was August 6th and a surprisingly boring day, and I had nothing to do on my 75 pup, so I decided to party on my 37 Samurai. Usually I make parties because I'm more comfortable knowing that it won't waste a lot of time because it doesn't take a long time just sitting there waiting for an invite. But I was really tired, so I just put up my flag and decided to take a nap. When I woke up 3 hours later, I ran downstairs in a panic thinking I probably missed any potential invites I got. But to my surprise, the screen was all black and had a little message saying my account has been logged in by another port. My Taru eyes widened when I realized what had happened. I was hacked. I tried to log back on, but it was too late. My password was changed, and it was Saturday, so I couldn't contact Square Enix. Then when I realized I had to wait till Monday to even try to get my account back, I realized that I had an 8 a.m. flight to Florida that morning, and I would be staying there until the 16th. When I got off from my flight, I immediately called Square Enix to do something, but since I wasn't at my computer with Final Fantasy XI downloaded, all they could do was change my password. Finally, when I got home, I rushed downstairs to log in. Wait, the password that Square Enix gave me didn't work. I was hacked 2 times within 10 days.
Wow.
Ouch. Probably by the same person, though. Anyway, I repeated the whole changing the password process again with Square Enix and logged on. My main is Pup75 on Unicorn, named Claudus. I was now named Sizgurik. S-Q-S-K-J-I-K. A naked Taru in Windy, but on Bahamut. So not only did they hack his account, take his stuff, they left him in Windy on a different server and changed his name.
They did that to another guy that was in my link shell. They didn't change his name, but they apparently made him a fishing mule on Shiva.
That's so messed.
Oh, that yeah.
is so messed.
Wow.
That's so messed. Mm-hmm. Okay, anyways. All that was left on my character was one soul plate in my bazaar. All my gear, gil, furniture, etc. was gone. Even the event and rare X stuff.
Well, it's just gone. What, they just dropped it? Oh,
I guess so.
That's dirty. Up.
I know. That is so messed up. Don't you ever get rid of my stuff. Oh, just dropped it on the ground. I immediately called a GM, and he assisted me and helped me get through the account recovery process, which is still going on now. He said it would take a week or longer. As I was talking to him, I realized I was on Bahamut. I instantly did a see all to the PFA crew. To my luck, I found Squig.
Me, yep.
So I kind of talked to her for a bit, and it was really cool. It made me feel like kind of silver lining to this whole experience to talk to a FFXI celeb. Anywho, just a little story on the tales on a hacked Taru, from riches to soul plates, from unicorn to Bahamut, from pup to /anon. P.S. PFA rules, chain, you're my favorite, noodle salad, shout out to my soon-to-be in-game wife, Shirley Temple, my best soon-to-be wife friend in-game, Knives Millions, also the Winder Shell, the Bastok Shell, the Sandoria Shell, and the best salvage shell on Unicorn, Death Seekers. Your friendly puppeteer, Claudus. That
I'm
sucks.
With you in spirit, brother. I'm with you,
yeah,
brother.
Yeah, me too, dude. Dropped all your stuff, sold your, got rid of all your furniture. Man, you just, like, come home and get in and, like, your mog house is empty and your Moogles is like, I don't know what happened. It's just gone.
So somebody, they give this guy this rant they give this guy this random name, and I get a tell from, you know, all these all letters and talk about, oh, I love the show, and I'm like, oh my goodness, the Gil Sellers listen to PFA?
No, that's so messed up.
And then he explained to me what happened. I'm like, oh, okay.
Dude, that just sucks, because, like, they might not be able to, like, restore his name. Like, if there's another character by that name, I mean, they could probably take him back to his own server.
Yeah, probably.
But, man. Like, you come back to your Mog House, and, like, your Moogle's in a corner sucking his thumb, like... Like, they just came.
They took everything!
They just came, and they took everything, man!
Oh, man.
I don't know what we're gonna do!
Your D-Box is empty! They just took everything! It's just, I don't know what to do! Okay, anyways.
That'd make a good comic.
Yes, it would.
It'd make a really good comic.
Sure would.
Next email comes from, Saskiat of the Midgard Sormer server. He says, "Hi there, Saskiat here from Midgar. Here, and I was just wondering what you use to edit the movies you make. I made a small video of myself leveling Dark at level 1 and ate the food of the gods. Also, on a different note, I sent a message to your PFA MySpace page, but it's MySpace. I don't know if you guys got it or not. Seems MySpace doesn't like me." He goes on to say, "To make a long story short, I went to my friend's baby shower, and his wife says, we got everything but a baby crib, and I blurted out without thinking I was going to say, you have an empty drawer, right? And in saying
oh,
so,
jeez!
He says, in saying so, I am banned from ever going there again."
Nice.
Says, "Well, I'm not really banned. I'm just afraid of what his wife might do."
Wow.
Okay, well, that's it for me. I edit and make this video. I'll edit and make this video viewable and send you guys a copy of the link using the trial version of Frap. So I have lots of little 30-second clips I need to mix and mash together. Thanks for the kick-ass podcast. Signed, Saskiat. Thank you very much.
I can imagine he's going to be asked to babysit anytime soon there.
Yeah, I know, right?
Probably not.
Mm-hmm.
How weird would that be, like, you leave the babysitter with your kid, and, like, you come home, he's passed out on the couch, and the baby's just, like, sitting there in the desk drawer, and, like, wow, is up and running or something.
Lol. Next email comes from Kira and Granite of the Fairy server. They say in autotrans, "Hello, pet food alphabet." Uh-huh. And it says, "We had to write you an email and give you guys a round of applause. I, Kira, have been listening to you since March of 2007, 2 months after I started playing, and had to get my boyfriend, Granite, into you guys as well when I moved in with him in real life in June. He instantly loved you guys." Nice. "We duo Nin together, and when we do, we always listen to our dose of PFA, catching up on all the episodes we missed. Tonight, we listen to the infamous Babies in Drawers episode I've told him about, and Granite had a question to ask Steak. Has your baby gotten too big for the drawer, or have you had to find other places to store your offspring while you fire off macros?"
Oh, wow.
The baby in the drawer will be 2 next month. And so, wow.
As a result, Sake has gotten a bigger desk.
I bought a chest of drawers. No, I can't believe how long I've been playing
this game. Was that Seinfeld where Kramer had, like, the Japanese guys over and he had them sleep in a chest of drawers?
No, I don't know. I didn't. That's funny though.
Wow.
Maybe I'll like Google that.
No, I haven't been as creative with the newer baby. But yeah, putting him in the drawer was pretty epic. Anyways, we wanted to give a shout out to Chinchilla and Fusion for routinely making us laugh time and time again. Your show has made many long hours of tedious leveling and farming entertaining. Lol, no love for Steak. Also, the obligatory shout-out to our link shells, Ido and Senkai. You guys rock so hard. couple of our friends outside our link shells deserve shoutouts too. Seshe, Colenso, and Srinada are made of win, as are everyone else on our friends list, because I'm sure PFA doesn't need a longer list to read. Keep on rocking. The Final Fantasy community wouldn't be the same without you guys. Kira and Granite of the Fairy Server. Word, Fusion. You're freaking hilarious, bro.
Word. Yeah, I'm trying to find a picture of this on Google here. The Seinfeld, the guys sleeping in drawers in Kramer's apartment. That was a good episode.
Law. Moving along.
Anyway,
our next
ignore me.
Email comes.
I'll be okay.
Our next email comes from our good friend Snow Shadow. She says, "Hey guys and girls, it's Snow Shadow, the annoying fan writing in again. Even though iTunes is screwing with my download process of episode 114, I'm still writing in. I was curious, in episode 75, part 2, when you're talking about getting up early to get Wings of the Goddess, Steak said something like, I once got into a fight in the morning line for something, but I guess I can save that for another show. Yes, I did say that. So I was curious, exactly what fight did you get into, Steak? Did you mean a kabam, I'm gonna punch you, fight, or a I hate you, give me that PS3 before I rip it out of your hands fight? Just curious. Anyway, have a great week as always. Signed, Snow Shadow." What she's referring to is Black Friday, which is obviously the Friday right after Thanksgiving, which is the biggest shopping day of the year. And what happens is stores open up at like 5 and 6 o'clock in the morning, and they have like these really cool deals where you can get really cheap stuff, and you know there's only limited amounts of stuff, and everybody and their mom goes out to shop. So my wife's family goes out, and they do the shopping thing on the early morning Friday, Black Friday thing. And I have done that before, and I'm never doing it again. Basically, what you see is, well, this is what I experienced. Like, people are, like, trying to steal your cart, running into you with their cart, just being generally rude and in your way, and just, no way, Jose. Like, people will take things out of your cart that you've already put in there. If you're not watching it. If you're not watching it, they will just take it right out of your cart.
Wow.
Yeah. Just do stuff online. The laptop that I'm, you know, that I'm with you guys on right now with, I got on Black Friday at 6 o'clock in the morning on CompUSA.com. It was like $450 off.
Nice.
Just go to the website. Go to like Slick Deals or something like that. Trust me, you can save yourself some money and just not have to be out at 1 o'clock in the morning. I tried that. Actually,
dude, no way.
No, it was. And then what they tried to do is they tried to say, okay, instead of, you know, people causing bodily harm to one another, let's just pass out coupons and, oh, we only have 10 of these, so here you guys go at the front. You know, stuff like that. And then they'll start trying to, you know, to hawk that off for somebody for a couple $100. It's just a mess. Forget it. Do it online. Save yourself some trouble. A couple clicks. Go back to bed.
There's no way I'm ever going out in that mess again. Because, first of all, I live in Cleveland. Okay, so Black Friday in Cleveland is usually very, very cold. So, I don't like dealing with large crowds and pushy people. And, you know, I would rather shop alone on Christmas Eve than have to deal with that. So,
yeah.
So, to answer your question, it was more like, I hate you, give me that PS3 before I rip it out of your hands. Kind of fight.
I have a PS3.
I don't remember what someone tried to take from me, though. It was a while back. It was a number of years ago. Like the PS3, the Xbox 360, that wasn't even out yet. It might have been, I don't remember. It was something, and I was really mad.
A copy of the Vanadil Collection 2000.
It was a copy of the Vanadil Collection 2008 for only $19.99. So that's that. Thanks for the email. Next email comes from Dicean from the Alexander server. He says, I wanted to write you because I was the one that originally wrote the email about the warrior incident in the dunes a few weeks ago. He says, no stake, it was not Snow Shadow, but so at any moment you feel the shame for mistaking that Snow Shadow wrote the email, please do so now. I've got no shame. It sounded like you were responding to that email. That's, you know, I call him as I see him. Well, he says, well, I just wanted to report, because the server I was playing on was in Alexander, not Sylph. Okay, my mistake. And, as the person had not, oh my goodness, having trouble reading this one. As the other person had email, so I don't think there should be any worries. Also, the problem with the warrior that I had in the dunes a while back was his lack of ability to know provoke and how to use it. But I think the elven warrior had macroed some of the lines that will be said in a party because he kept saying random things that made no sense and repeatedly. Well, just to clear up the situation, I highly doubt the warrior's problem was a macro failure, and if it was, the warrior could have done something about it. Your weekly listener, signed, Dicean.
Don't worry about it. Errata happens all the time. I think the New York Times even had posted a fix for an error they made like 50 years ago. So it's all good.
50 years ago?
Yeah. They evidently, if it hasn't been fixed, they're allowed to basically say, oh yeah, back in the 1940s, that was wrong. Sorry.
That's messed up. You think they would have forgotten about it by now?
No, well, evidently, somebody found one and saw the error and let them know about it, so they actually posted a retraction for it.
Oh my god.
So, hey.
That's kind of messed up, but hey.
It happens.
Cool. That's all the emails, guys.
Okay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So,
that is all we got.
Yeah. That's all we got, unless you guys got something. Our email address is petfoodalpha@gmail.com. Our website is petfoodalpha.com. Thank you very much, DJ Play School, for joining us once again. A pleasure as always.
Oh, no problem at all.
We'll be staying in touch for sure.
Cool.
Thank you very much for tuning in this week, and we'll see you next week right here on Pet Food Alpha. Everybody say goodnight.
Good night.
Peace and hair grease.
Good night.